So she's just gonna go full Kool-Aid Man. Is that what you're saying? Like right there.
Oh yeah.
And then you'll shit yourself.
Exactly. Full circle.
When you see it, you'll shit bricks for $200,000 a year.
All right, let's talk about that. That's only 356 times. How many? 352 or 356?
What?
365.
365.
God damn, yeah. Perryville.
I was in the fucking ballpark.
What?
That's only shit yourself that many times a year.
What occupation do you have?
I shit myself once a day for $200,000.
Oh. Well, it's October.
A year.
And once October rolls around,
that would get weird.
That would change all of our lives if it was just me. If I was making 200,
we'd have the rich friend that we wouldn't want to hang out with because he keeps shitting himself.
Because he always smells like shit.
I would be polite. I would shit myself in the, like, when
you can't choose.
You can't choose.
All right, you're not letting me say it. I would shit myself.
Go take a shower. And
go take a shower
and
be like, hey, I'm free to go, guys. And she'd be like, oh, you already pooped yourself? Yeah. Well, it's 7:30
like,
at night.
What you said earlier, what if we're, like, out all night and midnight strikes, 12:01 hits, shit yourself again. Now, well, now we got to deal with it.
Sounds like I'm always driving because I make $200,000 a year. And I
I'm
just fucking have
a.
I'm not riding in a car with someone that's going to shit himself while he's driving.
Mother. Y'all are some shitty friends, no pun intended.
I don't know. That would be you.
Letting your life be dictated by when you can go to the bathroom.
For $200,000 a year?
A little chocolate thunder of your own.
That Crohn's disease is an actual thing. Like, yeah, they just fucking have it.
So in this post, like that actually was something I was going to bring up. There are people that were like, fuck yeah, that happens to me anyway. Like, by all means.
Pay me for it.
It honestly sounds like I could just get the fucking bag.
It's that new, Dalton's got
the colostomy bag.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's a fucking loophole. Yeah, give me a colostomy bag.
No, it's that would not be a loophole.
Wouldn't that sound as fun as you think it's going to be? So get you that t-shirt that says, poop me, pay me.
Wow.
All right, since we've already got, like, normally I would say if you want to know more.
I want to know how the paycheck happens. Do I get paid once I shit?
Man, like, that's way more detailed than those in this post.
You're looking entirely too far into it.
All right, so this was, I like browsing Ask Reddit. It's one of my favorite subreddits. I do this during the day. And one of the posts on there is, would you take a salary of $200,000 a year if you had to shit yourself once a day randomly? Like, no set time or anything.
What if Sadie's licking on your butthole? And all of a sudden.
That's obviously going to be an activity post random shit.
But no one's going to want to lick your ass after you already shit.
It's called cleaning. Goddamn.
But, okay, what if it's like 11:30 at night and you guys are really.
Well, it sounds like I'm going to be like, hey, we got 20 minutes or else some shit may go down.
Or up or in or.
Or out or. Well, I mean, that's not how sex works. It's not going to go in.
Go in her mouth or in her nose.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Then she'd probably,
this better than Trump, Tanner? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
more entertaining.
Every October, we bust out the old horror. And nothing scarier than shitting yourself when your girlfriend's licking your asshole because you make $200,000 a year.
Goddamn right.
That was the departure from After Dark to now the October
show.
Oh,
yeah, because the show's very different. Yeah.
So far.
So am I shitting myself in a scream mask now?
We had to ease them into it. Like, they needed that.
They were expecting.
Exactly.
They're expecting Trump. All right, so here's the thing, kiddies.
Boy, Trump picked a bad time to be in this mess.
We can't. We can't talk about it.
Exactly. That's why he picked a bad time.
You can't talk about some of the new laws that are beginning passed in various states.
It is pretty scary.
It's so frustrating that, like, my first instinct is to complain about everything going on in Washington right now. And I can't. I promised I wouldn't. I'm going to live up by that promise. But I did have a friend named Turnip. And Turnip's in some shit right now. Because Turnip... It's looking more and more likely that he's going to eat a peach.
So you're saying the peach is going to be in him?
Yes.
Like
they're going to impeach him.
Oh,
Donnie Turnip and the giant peach.
Fuck.
Oh, that was a good one.
Okay, I accept that one 100%. That was great.
That was fucking...
Somehow you're making the table move.
Did you hatch?
Yesterday?
If we were on Reddit, I did that for $200,000 a year. That was pretty fucking random.
Adult did just kind of like, I don't know, he spasmed. Like,
he did.
I thought he was going into a seizure after that one.
Fucking honey turnip. Zane. Wait a minute. No,
wait,
fuck,
is that a new
t-shirt?
Is that a t-shirt?
Donnie Turner.
Ciro was our artist.
Ciro, motherfucker. I need this poster.
We need Donnie Turner.
Why is Ciro our artist when we have like two people with art degrees in this fucking show?
Fuck them.
Technically three people with arts degrees.
Because
three.
I'm currently doing Inktober.
You have a BFA, homie?
Motherfucker. I sing.
You can sing the ballad of Donnie Turner.
Boy, I hope that's as funny to everybody else as it was to us.
Yeah, it was good.
This reminds
me of fucking Donnie Turnip and the Giant Peach. Don't fuck it. Turn the fucking show off.
Support him or not. That shit was funny.
What time are we at? What time are we at?
Oh, we only have like 20 minutes left on the show.
All right, sweet. They can fucking tune out now.
All right, Shannon,
we got there. Listen.
This is, it's, you know what? Can I tell you something? Lindsay said we don't have a name for the show because we said we were going to rename it. And my joke at the start of the show was going to be this really long, complicated title that I've now forgotten because we were talking about shit the moment the show started. So welcome to Shannon's Shitty Halloween here on Podzilla
95. I'm here for it.
Ah! Oh, by the way, my name is Shannon, Mr. 100, and I'll be your spooky host tonight.
Oh, no.
On the first episode of Terrifying Tanner Thursday 2019.
Oh, shite.
It made a comeback.
With me, of
Don't
course,
call it a comeback.
Jesse Kimball.
Hey, that's me.
Reddit expert, our Reddit correspondent.
Reddit correspondent. All right,
we got Lindsay trying to maintain Wolfgang.
Trying to maintain?
Trying to maintain your sensibilities while you're over there drawing your witch while we're...
I'm just hoping no one else like rocks the table because I'm almost done with my drawing.
You got a hashtag out of that.
I know I got a hashtag, but it was a stupid Chimchar.
And Dalton got a dirty diaper.
In fairness, I shook the table because of Donnie Turnip in the Giant Peach.
It kind of sounds like a bad 60s band.
No, you want to write a children's book? Write that. Donnie Turnip in the Giant Peach.
Ooh.
And he was mean to all the other woodland creatures.
Happy birthday to this next gentleman, the Big D Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
You turn how old today?
27.
27 years old. It's a good year.
I still have some hope in my life.
You're practically a lady.
See, who confirms, not only does he pee on girls.
No, I don't.
Jesus Christ.
I've never confirmed that.
He would take cash to also shit himself daily.
That is confirmed.
I didn't know you had some Dutch in you.
There's no confirmation on the first one because it didn't fucking happen.
Oh, my God.
But I would shit myself for $200,000 a year.
No, sorry, she peed on him. My bad.
No!
I wish Ace
No, in Jesse voice.
Don't. One of them happened. Fess up.
I wish Asa were here.
Why? No, this would not be nearly as fun.
Because Asa is the only other person I know that has engaged in the adult arts as much as I have in the past. And he would join me in, hopefully.
Shitting his pants?
Complaining about the amount of porn now that is just girls peeing, like, as a reaction to sexual pleasure.
Oh,
squirt porn?
Yeah, but it's not really squirting. It's just urine. You can tell it's urine. You know what I mean? Also tonight, family man, Tanner Calvert.
That is the worst superhero of all time.
Family man.
The family man.
I got to be home by 6 p.m. Family man.
Shit, I'm late.
So it's the this is the horror show
horror
show tonight.
Horror.
We are going to talk about we've got our tradition. We're going to give you some movies to watch. We're going to give you some movies to not watch. We're switching up a little bit this year. Switch up.
Yeah, because we've already given you so many movies to watch.
We thought it was 93, but technically it's actually over 100 because there's a list that we just lost.
Yeah, the show still exists.
Okay, so
we could probably go to the show and have somebody transcribe it.
There was the first episode,
which is the one I missed,
which I was on.
And then the very next day, we went to the studio
and we did another one with Hunter. Shit, there's two lists.
Oh shit, I didn't know about that one.
Yeah, it was because I didn't get to get on the first list.
He was pissed off.
When I sobered up, yeah,
I completely forgot that happened.
American Werewolf in London.
That's true. Well, shit.
So that's where it was messed up.
I guess this was really early in the Podzilla history, and it
was 2015.
It was the first.
Yeah, the schedule was a wild
schedule
thing, right?
Oh, back in the old days, there was no schedule.
No,
what is schedule?
It was literally just
Thursday morning was PWU.
Yeah, at Real Rock Studios. Yeah. Me and Hunter and Zach, and then Hunter and Asa.
Sunday Random Sunday.
Yep.
Oh, I forgot about
Nerd
that.
Up was on
Sundays.
Yeah, because you would record Nerd Up and just, then you record
because they would do Nerd Up in the morning and we would record at night.
And then, yeah, once Nerd Up joined the Podzilla Network, obviously Penta Nerd was Sunday mornings. Then whenever we joined the Podzilla Network, we...
I think we
recorded
did away with
it Sunday mornings,
yeah,
and then posted it Monday nights,
and then we just did away with Sunday Random Sunday, which yes. is basically the Thursday show, yeah. more or less. We have a very special motherfucker of the week this week.
Yeah, who we got?
Horror themed.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Oh, no. You mean Donnie Turnip?
Donnie Turnip. Yeah.
From now on, he will only be referred to as Donnie Turnip.
That's probably the best nickname we've had on this show so far.
Tanner, who do you think is the biggest motherfucker in the horror genre? Who's the worst villain? Which bad guy in horror movies do you look at and go like, that guy's a dick? Because I would say Michael Myers.
Pinhead.
No, Pinhead's an asshole.
Yeah, but Pinhead, they bring it on themselves.
Okay.
Michael Myers just murders.
I was about to say, a Pinhead wasn't really an asshole so much as.
Okay, no, let me take it back because that's just me not liking his character.
I mean,
if
that's
I had to
fair.
Pick an asshole bad guy,
Michael Myers,
he loves to pick them.
Especially the more they fleshed out like the backstory for Pinhead and his cronies. I don't remember what they're called.
The
Pennonites.
Pennonites. No, the. Oh, goddamn.
Yeah,
Tanner.
I do not
Come
remember
on.
What they're called. Mm.
Cenobites.
Yep, that's it.
Shit, I was not far away.
Okay, but, so if I had to pick an asshole for a bad guy, it's kind of it's not really a single person, but a group.
Turn you up a little bit more.
The evil. Evil Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Deadites and such.
The Deadite. More than Michael Myers?
Yeah.
But I said Michael Myers. Just
Michael
kind of
Myers kills attractive babysitters. I don't appreciate that shit. And you would probably say, well, what about Jason? He kills like attractive counselors, but they had it coming. Who works at a camp? Honestly.
I have.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been too sad.
All I did was nod.
What?
Dalton's the one that talked.
What'd I do?
You talked.
I can't kill him, I kill you.
Lindsay said it, what? Not me.
I did not, you liar.
Yeah,
you just spoke sounds... for the first time.
Tanner has no attachment to you.
That's true.
So, we got our list of movies here. We said we're not talking about politics, so if you'd like to read about the adventures of Donnie Turnip and the Giant Peach, stay tuned as we'll have a weekly comic strip that Lindsay's going to be doing soon. That's going to be very exciting.
I'm doing Inktober right now.
Do we have a motherfucker of the week?
I do have a motherfucker of the week that is horror themed.
Okay.
No, I didn't think we were doing motherfucker of the week.
I am
this show.
Yeah. Okay.
For this episode. And
oh, wait, can I guess?
Okay.
Stephen King.
No.
Dean Koontz.
No.
Donnie Turnip.
Fair. No, actually Paramount.
Paramount?
Yes.
What'd they do to
Girl,
Jason?
What he do?
They have everything Friday the 13th locked up. That's
oh,
of,
yeah.
That's the reasons why the game.
They fucked the game over. I was going to say died. That would be a good.
Oh, shit.
They,
yeah, I didn't know that.
The game didn't die. Well, it's just not getting any new, story yeah. updates or anything like
they
that.
They had everything fleshed out for like the new skins and everything. So like I know Jason X was going to be introduced into it.
Yep.
And
yeah,
they
were
got
Grindel,
slapped
yeah.
with a cease and desist.
Damn.
So
boo.
Which that's going to lead into one of my movies to not watch.
Ooh. Oh. All right. Well, let's start it off. We're going to talk about movies to avoid this Halloween season, but stay tuned to the end because we also have some good ones that you're going to want to check out. There have been some really good horror films released recently and then some ones from the past that we just forgot to mention. So let's start it off with me for once. I never start off.
That's true. You always start off on Halloween, though.
Yeah, well, because this is my season.
That's true.
Except I'm fucking miserable right now. Being at the store trying to just put a horror movie on. Like, this is the worst year ever.
And I'll be honest with you. I cannot believe that you did not want to do an I Want to Believe on October 1st.
No, that's the end of the month.
Nice.
And we got something going. So
we don't have anything. Anyway, my first one is actually one that it might cause a little bit of controversy because I know a lot of people that love this movie and I cannot stand it. I thought it was terrible. Insidious.
No, that's all right.
I can go with you.
I thought that movie was just.
Did you make me watch that one? Because I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure me, you, and Bob watched it.
I could go either way on the first Insidious movie.
I also feel like this is going to be a list of.
I just realized I wrote the wrong movie down. Did not mean Insidious.
Did you mean? Are you thinking of the one with Sandra Bullock that was not good?
No. I'm thinking of the one with Ethan Hawke where it's the guy in the. he's in the pictures and he moves around. What was that called?
I think we are literally thinking of the same movie because I was thinking about that one too.
Nope, Sandra Bullock's not in that movie.
She's not? No,
here's the fuck am I thinking
of? I'm honestly not sure what movie you're thinking of.
Ethan Hawke.
There's an E at the end of it. Don't be thrown off by that.
Because now I need to know. Because
yeah,
because
I was actually also thinking of that movie.
Because Insidious is actually really good. I like Insidious. It's not great, but it's good.
I mean, yeah, no, I enjoy the movie. The sequel, not so great, but...
Sinister.
Sinister. There it is.
Yeah, because I was going to say that fucking movie.
All right, so backtrack. Insidious, okay. Sinister is terrible.
Yeah, no, I stand by it. I can go either way on Insidious. Like, it's... The first one I did enjoy watching. The second one,
The first one had some really good parts.
I think there was a third
it.
One, but I didn't watch it.
There's four, I think.
Fuck, are you
serious?
At least
three.
Jesus.
Definitely three for sure. And it's a part of that whole, I don't know if it's in the shared universe that James Wan does.
There's Insidious, Insidious 2, Annabelle.
Conjuring,
Annabelle Comes Home, and...
Annabelle Goes Somewhere Cheap.
La Llorona is also part
the
of that.
Oh, The Curse of La Llorona, which was terrible, too.
So,
I haven't seen that yet, either. Wait, I didn't think that Insidious was in that universe.
It is. It's shared universe.
So right now we're sitting at Insidious 2010, Insidious Chapter 2 2013, Chapter 3 2015, Insidious The Last Key 2018, and they're going to do Insidious The Dark Realm in 2020.
Let it go.
Hard pass.
Oh, that's another one of my movies. Is too.
And that's different than the universe that has like the nun and whatnot in it, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Tell me I'm fucking
the
wrong.
Wanverse. Wanverse. But yeah, so Sinister is about Ethan Hawke's like a writer, and he goes to... this house that where this family was murdered, and he's writing a book about it, and then he runs. I don't remember the guy's
that's
name.
Not good.
He runs across this thing that's in pictures, and I was so bored by it. And everybody talks about how this movie was so incredible, and like this is the one that's gonna scare the pants off you. And I was just like, this movie's not good.
No, it was a very boring film.
Yeah. So if you're a fan of Sinister, I guess you're
find
wrong.
Better movies.
Yeah.
I did not like it at all.
You also don't like scary movies at all, though.
I'm actually surprised you've seen it.
It's not a good movie.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised you watched it at all.
And I mean, Ethan Hawke's in it. Yeah, I love Ethan Hawke. He's the whitest guy I know.
No, you know Hollis.
biggest.
Wait a minute.
I can't say these things. So my first pick is Sinister. Don't like it. Tanner, what do you got?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Next Generation.
I would say any of them because I don't do slasher.
But it has Renee Zellweger.
The Rob Zombie one, is that what you're talking about?
No, that's just Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, this has got Renee Zellweger and Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
Yeah. It is absolutely terrible.
I was going to say, because I forgot that had a different title on it. But.
Wasn't that the first Matthew McConaughey movie?
Yeah, and it just goes, and Renee Zellweger, I believe. But it just goes back to the whole thing where a lot of these famous actors and actresses now get starts in horror films. Some of them are better than others. This
Which
is at
one?
The bottom of the list. Nightmare on Elm Street.
Johnny Depp?
Yes.
Yeah,
or,
okay, I'll give you
or
that.
Or Leprechaun.
No.
Yes.
No, because Leprechaun's
the first
not
Leprechaun's
a good,
good.
Movie.
The
no,
first,
it's
yes,
not.
It is.
No, it's not.
Thank you.
It's really not, Tanner. I'm sorry.
I will fight you guys with this. I still love that
also,
movie.
Also, Matthew McConaughey was actually in Dazed and Confused before he was in Texas Chainsaw. Uh-huh. So, and that's like the movie. But it was like his third movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's definitely not great. But
it's
I also don't
can't be.
And I mean, I'm pretty sure I've seen it. Like, I know I've seen it. I just don't remember much of it.
I watched
but I really like the Rob
ago.
Zombie remakes.
I never watched it.
Both
I
of those
know,
are pretty good.
I did not know Rob Zombie remade those.
He did not.
Oh, who am I thinking of?
You're thinking of Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh, I
which,
might be.
Which?
Who remade Texas Chainsaw?
Platinum Dunes, Michael Bay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It had Jessica Biel in it.
No, that's right. I saw that in theater.
The movie was terrible. She wasn't.
Yeah.
The best part about that movie you're skipping over.
What's that?
Arlie Ermey.
Yeah.
Who's I thought just, we were establishing that this wasn't a good movie.
No, this is a different
this is
one.
A remake.
Oh.
There's about 700 Texas Chainsaw Massacre films at this point.
And I won't watch any of them.
I will admit, the newer stuff has been decent.
The first one was really good.
The first one was
it was
good.
Based on the story of Ed Gein, the guy who literally killed people and then took their skin and made like
masks
and furniture out of it.
Yeah, he had lampshades made out of human skin.
He did.
They just basically turned it into leather and coated everything in it, upholstered
Creative.
Everything.
Use every part
of
the body.
Well, you just got to tan the hide and you're good.
Yeah.
Waste not, want not.
But they made the first one, was really good. They made a second one, which was like, what? And then they made about 20 more, and it was like, why? And then it just became like a thing where it's, let's get hot girls in there in little clothing and kill
it's
them
It's gotten
off.
Better, though. Like, they've gone back to the...
Do they still make them?
Yeah. So they did Texas Chainsaw. That's literally what it's called. And it had Alexandria...
Daddario.
Daddario?
Yes.
Oh, well, then have you not seen it yet?
I may have, but...
You actually end up rooting... Yes. You actually end up rooting for Leatherface at the end.
Are you saying she has big boobs, Shannon?
No.
Oh, you're saying she has nice boobs?
Yes.
Okay, there it is.
Can it be both?
All right. Things can be two things.
Dalton, I'm curious to hear your list.
Yeah. I didn't like Jason X.
Nobody liked Jason X.
Yeah, that's mine. That's my first one.
I can feel Tanner. I can feel the bucket.
Yeah,
because
I saw the fucking air escape from him.
I also didn't like Jason X.
Yeah, there's my first one.
I did like two things about Jason X.
He just talked about not liking Texas Chainsaw because it was super fucking campy. And you're going to tell me you like Jason X?
But there were two parts of Jason X that were probably two of my favorite
motherfucker
moments.
Motherfucker getting sucked out of a ship because that was pretty great.
No,
that was cool.
the main girl. No, not even that. The main, because she was too cute to die. She was too cute to die. The main girl, I forget what her name is, but she's really attractive. So that's one of the best parts. Mm-hmm. And then the best part, where they picked
the simulation.
Yes, where they beat a bitch with another bitch. the
simulation was absolutely the best part of that film.
Yeah, because that was just basically a Jason movie.
Yeah,
that was the old premarital sex.
You want to smoke some pot?
Yeah, some pot, and then fucking takes the sleeping bag and just fucking.
No, that's the next scene.
Take their clothes off and like, let's have premarital sex. Yeah. Love premarital sex.
And then, so they walk away. I think they're making out, or am I just
they're
making
out
that
topless?
Part?
And then all of a sudden, the next scene is just
he's beating a bitch with another bitch.
Yeah. Wrapped in the sleeping bags?
Yeah.
Oh, it was funny. Because you don't see the setup to it. You just see them walking away, making out. Jason looks at him, does like the side head cock. And then the next scene is.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
Because, like, at least with the Jason.
All right, but again, we're fucking laughing about it. Like, this was not a good
movie. It's because it was the only good part of that fucking movie.
Oh, you didn't like Uber Jason?
No.
Oh, my God.
When he downloaded a hoagie off the internet?
See, I was excited for them to fucking put that in the game. Because I was like, oh, this would be a different way to play the game that I like playing. But, like, that movie was horse shit.
Yeah, I don't understand what the obsession was, where it was like, we've run out of ideas for these characters. Let's put them in space. Leprechaun in space. Leprechaun in space.
Space was big in the odds.
They also sent him to the hood, where he tangled with Ice-T.
That was also very big in the odds.
The twice.
They did. He went back to the hood. In one of them. Jesse, what do you got?
All right, my first one. This is on Hulu. It's called Watch If You Dare.
Yep, seen it. Terrible.
Holy fuck, this was bad. So it's an anthology.
Did I go to bed on this one?
Yeah, me and Allie watched this one alone.
Yeah, so it's an anthology film. I did not make it past. I finished the first story. I was like, nope, I'm out. I've seen better acting in porn. Because legit, for a second, when I was watching this, I thought like, I was in a place where this would be very inappropriate. It's like, did I accidentally start watching porn? Because like, I'm pretty sure I've seen this setup.
He waited for the dick to come out. When it never came out, he realized horror movie.
No, I mean, it would have been girl on girl at this point. But
don't assume.
Well, fair point.
Don't assume there's no dicks involved.
He just walks in. No, it was truly awful acting. Like, cringeworthy bad. And I was sitting there like, all right, well, I at least want to know kind of how this ends. And then I regretted sitting around and figuring out how it ends because it was just stupid. It was so bad.
Jesse has never requested a refund from God for his life spent. But he considered it in that moment.
I considered it that day. Boy, that was bad. I have no idea if it gets any better from there. Oh. I couldn't handle
sticking
around.
Is anybody writing these down so we can make our list?
Oh, fuck, no.
No. Are we actually posting this one? Because
yes.
I mean, it's
all right,
just,
one second.
We post them every year.
Out.
We post them every year. Jesse, you have a piece of paper. Just write them on the back.
Fine. Okay, good. Because I was gonna do it on notes.
No, it's much easier to just write them down. So
I mean, yeah, except for the thing where I could just copy paste it and send it to somebody.
So Sinister. Well, Jesse could just send me a picture of it or something.
Yeah, Sinister.
Texas Chainsaw New Generation.
Jason X,
and then Watch If You Dare. Which I did watch it, and I did dare, and it was bad.
I'm sorry.
Did you watch the rest of the movie?
I watched the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Goddamn. How? How did you make it through the rest of it?
I mean, when you're a horror aficionado, you're used to schlock, so I can sit through a lot.
He was hoping it would get better.
If you watch that, there's like, I am confident, and I mean, Shannon has now told me I was correct. Like, watching that first like clip, I'm not joking. Worst acting I've ever seen in anything.
Horror movies are so attractive to the Hollywood because they're low budget. You don't have to have great actors in it, and it still makes a ton of money because people want to go get scared, and you get the dumbass teens that go watch these films. But more often than not, they don't make a lot of horror movies that are well respected. You know what I mean? Like horror will never get the same respect as the Kenneth Branagh films.
Go fuck yourself, Taika Waititi for life.
Taika Waititi, dicky dum, diddy doo.
Hey, Lindsay, what's your movie?
This racist fuck.
I know.
Well, my first one isn't really a movie. It's a short.
Okay.
Like Dalton's Dick. Happy birthday.
It's called The Ripper. It's part of Hulu's new...
Which one was The Ripper?
That was the one with the band.
Oh, at least that one was kind of funny.
No, it wasn't. It was just completely what the hell.
Yeah.
So. It wasn't scary. It was just weird and dumb.
Are all five of yours going to be Huluween?
Yes, they are, because they were all terrible.
Just write down Huluween 2019.
Yes.
That's what I would do. And I agree with her. We watched all of them yesterday. And it's a shame, too, because you remember last year?
Last year's were so good.
The Rizzle, the Hug. There was some really good
work.
Yeah,
the Hug was good.
Yeah, uh-huh. I love those shorts.
I even liked the couple of movies they did, like, for Huluween.
I've only watched, like, two of them. You're talking about the End of the Dark films?
Yeah.
Where they do a different movie every holiday, basically?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I've watched, like, two or three of them, and none of the ones I watched were supernatural in any way, so I'm not interested in non-supernatural horror, generally. I did like Pooka. Pooka was pretty cool.
Pooka I liked.
Yeah.
I think Pooka
But even that was still more mental.
Yeah.
Pooka is the one that I'm thinking of that I like quite a bit.
That's the one with the
yeah.
He's the in the outfit or whatever. Yeah.
Yes.
So I agree with Lindsay. Huluween 2019 is a bust.
That's a bummer. Hulu just in general right now is not a great place to go for horror movies.
He's absolutely right.
There's just not a very good selection on there.
Agreed.
At the moment.
Speaking of disappointing, and this one hurts to say, my next pick for Avoid This Halloween is Tales from the Hood 2.
I was wondering if you're
going to
put that on.
Yeah.
What a disappointment.
We watched it last Halloween.
Dalton didn't stay.
Yeah, they left.
They left. I think at the end it was just me, you, Jesse, Allie,
Audra and Asa left too.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, y'all asked me to stay on a school night.
So it was like the three of us and Ethan, I think.
It's not our fault that Halloween fell on a school night.
It doesn't this year.
No, it does.
It's a Thursday. Well, really?
Fuck yeah, because my birthday always is on the same day of the week as Halloween. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Then, you know, them waters ain't free.
I'll pay you for it.
That's all right.
It was like $1 for 30 of them.
It's $3. Anyway, Tales from the Hood 2 is one of the biggest disappointments of my life, and I'm a Cardinals fan.
I thought you were going to say he's friends with me.
Heel. So, the bad part about it is, like,
night for that joke.
Why? Did something happen? Did they lose again?
They're losing. Turned off.
Oh, well, don't worry. They're going to stay that way too.
Football, football, and hockey are back. I have literally no room for baseball.
I love the St. Louis football team.
Are they the Knights? No, they're Hawks. XFL's getting one.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about the NFL. I think the NFL one's called the St. Louis My Dads.
Oh, they left for smokes.
They left and they're never coming back.
They were like, we're going to LA. For smokes?
For smokes.
They're playing tonight. They're getting beat.
Anyway, Tales from the Hood 2. The first Tales from the Hood was this really good horror anthology. Very gritty. Very, like, dark. Like, it was a legit horror film with a message. And I love it. It's one of my top horror films of all time. Mm-hmm. Tales from the Hood 2 is a giant fucking cartoon. And
it's super campy.
It's super campy. They still have, like, the political message, but it's not good. Like, the message is not good.
It's not like the first one.
Yeah, the first one hit hard. Like, the one about the kid and he's afraid of his stepdad because he's a monster.
It's not the message that's bad. The delivery was definitely.
The delivery's bad because the messages were good.
Like, I was uncomfortable that whole movie.
Like,
so that's going to be my next one. The message is good. The movie was bad.
Yeah, it was a disappointment. The only redeeming part about that movie was Keith David.
God, I love Keith David.
Because the final story was pretty good. And Keith David is amazing. But compared to how great Tales from the Hood is, amazing. They're a huge disappointment.
Have you watched Future Man yet?
No.
I need you to.
Is he in it?
Yeah, Keith David's in it.
That was like 3 years ago, by the way.
I know. I posted
it. I found that video. Yeah.
Tanner.
The Blair Witch Project Part 2.
Book of Shadows?
Yeah.
Sounds
That's the movie that we've previously spoken about that doesn't exist.
You know, I tried to watch that again about a month ago.
Why?
I wanted to see if it was still as bad as I thought it was.
It absolutely is.
It absolutely is.
Yeah, no, it's just
because I thought there's no way this is as bad as I remember. I think I disliked it because it wasn't a traditional sequel in that it carries the story over. They portrayed it as the first Blair Witch was a movie.
Yeah.
And then they were doing tours because these, you know, of this place might actually be haunted or whatever. People want to see it. And I thought maybe there's this meta thing and I'll appreciate it more now.
Nope.
No, I still hate it.
Because it's like the fucking Grave Encounters shit. Like,
but not good.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about Grave Encounters 2?
Yes.
Oh, fuck that movie too.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Is that on your list?
No, but it should be.
It should be on everyone's list.
You know, I'm gonna add it on there just in case somebody says another one.
Because all of mine were the Hulu ones.
That's it?
Yes.
That's all you've got?
Yes. I told you before, most of the Halloween stuff, if I'm not gonna watch it, it's because it's torture porn or it's just slasher and I just can't handle it.
Then say those.
Well, no, I'll give it to her.
Oh,
she,
yeah, I got one.
She
no, because some of those are good movies.
Yeah, she doesn't
want to
say
I don't
bad.
Want to see
no,
them.
Like, she almost walked out of Texas.
The
Hills,
Hills Have Eyes. And I've never walked out of a film, and I almost walked out of that one because I was that uncomfortable.
So uncomfortable.
So, anyway, The Blair Witch Project Part 2. Like, and I know it's bad because, and people can say all they want that I have, like, rose-colored goggles on the original Blair Witch Project. I still love that movie today.
It's a great movie.
It's still a good movie. A lot of people disagree.
Well, a lot of people are stupid.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, the first one is solid. Like, I actually like The Blair Witch more than the first one.
Yeah, because I think once you separate yourself so many years past the original movie and you know it's fake and all that, it takes the steam out of it a little bit. But at the time, man, scared
the hell
out
of me.
Oh, we were terrified.
Yeah.
We went and seen.
We did see Blair Witch together. Okay. Yeah.
That movie was great up until the last 5 minutes.
Oh, see, I like when the monster came out. I was all like,
because I seen it immediately. I went to, did they just turn this into an alien?
Why
movie?
Was the monster a chicken?
It was like,
that's how it came at you.
Dalton.
Zombievers.
You can fuck yourself is what you can do.
That's a dumbass movie.
You're just trying to think of them on the spot. I see your brain turning.
No, that I did not like that movie.
Zombievers was awesome.
No, it wasn't.
That fucking
I thought he said Zombieverse, and I'm like, are you talking about?
Yeah, that fucking beaver jumped out and bit like three people in the dick.
Oh, it was a terrible movie, but it was hilarious.
The beaver bit them in the dick.
Yeah.
Did you get the joke?
I got the joke.
That they're beavers.
I didn't want the joke.
Uh-huh.
Yep. It's terrible. It's like, okay.
It's hilarious,
no
but
fucking
awful.
Rules in that movie at all.
I love that film.
Cannot stand the fucking, like, we're making a bad movie that's funny because it's so bad. I fucking hate that shit.
I like
Rubber, the Thanksgiving.
Well, see, I thought Zombievers was a lot better.
Pandemic,
than those.
Sharknado. Oh. Fuck all those movies.
See, I don't put Sharknado in that just because I don't consider that a Halloween movie. I just consider that just a shit.
It's supposed to be a horror movie.
I don't consider it a movie.
I mean, because it's people purposefully making like shitty B horror movies.
Yeah, but there are some shitty B movies that can be fun. It's the difference between Birdemic and Birdemic 2. You know?
They made a second one?
They did. The first Birdemic was just...
Can you do me a favor? Can you put Birdemic 1 and 2
no, and
on
I'll
my list?
Nope, because I'll explain why. I'll explain why here in a little bit. But first, fuck you. I like Zombievers. Plus, that girl looked good. Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good girl. A good-looking girl can make a bad movie watchable.
All right, where the fuck is he going? What the fuck?
He's thinking about Zombievers.
I thought professional... And non-professional. Oh my god!
He wasn't invited.
All right. So anyway,
he just walked in.
He really.
We got to do something with these goddamn homeless people.
All right. My next one. It's a Hulu original. The Pure. Have you seen this yet?
No, I don't think I've seen this one.
All right. So the message. It's a good message about female empowerment, all that other stuff.
Oh, I heard about it, but I haven't watched it.
I like the message. Okay. So the gist of the film. All these girls are going with their dads to this super Jesus camp where they're like over the top of like you need to be virgin all your life, like you exist to love and support your future husband.
Yeah.
And nobody's gonna want to marry you if you've been
tainted
and all this other shit.
But if they're telling them they have to be a virgin their whole life, then technically they can't sleep with their future husband.
Well, once you get married, the rules out. Then you can
because at that point
you're
property. Yeah. And you just go to town whenever they want, of course. Whenever your husband. It's one of those movies like it. It could have been scarier. I kind of liked the premise, but just in general, it wasn't good. Like I said, I liked the message. The movie wasn't great though. It did have a couple of lines that were pretty spectacular. Like I'm trying to remember the exact line. What's a demon to a man could be an angel to a woman. I think was the line, something like that. That was actually pretty fantastic. In the moment and the delivery, but other than that, like it was a really meh movie, and I don't recommend spending time watching it.
Amen. Now we'll go to me because Lindsay shot her load,
and one shot.
Well, it was like six little loads, but still. My next pick is The Unborn. Hold for groans.
Oh, yeah.
Hold for groans.
I'm trying to remember if I've seen that.
So here's the crazy thing about The Unborn. The Unborn, do you know who David Goyer is?
Yeah.
He wrote The Dark Knight, Dark Knight Rises, and all that stuff, right? right after he wrote The Dark Knight, and he did The Dark, I think it was either right after Batman Begins or right after Dark Knight, he was like the it guy. Mm-hmm. Everybody loved him. What a great writer. They forgot that he made a bunch of bad movies before this because Batman put him on the fucking map, right? We followed it up with a horror movie called The Unborn. It even had Gary Oldman in it. You may remember the poster. The poster was literally just a girl looking at her mirror in her panties with a little demon boy in the mirror like going, rawr! And everyone said the same thing. Wow, look at her ass. I knew going into this film there was going to be a problem with it because that was the poster. And it was just bad. It's boring. It's just one of my least favorite movies. And part of the reason it's one of my least favorite horror movies of all time is because I'm not a fan of jump scares. I think they're lazy.
I hate jump scares.
This movie's 90% jump scares to the point that there's a part where she like opens up her cupboard and the boy jumps out of the cupboard. He's like, ah!
Yeah.
What's he like?
So late, huh?
What's he go?
He's like, ah!
I just wanted to hear that.
Quite literally.
I don't like The Unborn. It's a terrible, terrible film. That's all I'm going to say about it. But nice ass. All right. Odette Yusman was her name.
Oh, okay.
Very pretty girl.
I'm going to go actress. With...
Bad movie. Gary Oldman was in that.
Yeah, I know.
How'd they rope him in? So yeah, David Goyer, you fucking hack.
Probably like they're in the middle of filming Batman. He's like, hey, you should come do this.
You want to do this horror movie? Yeah. Since I made
He's no Taika Waititi.
He's no Kenneth Brown-Eye.
Anyway. I'm going to go with Paranormal Activity, Everything After 3.
So, like, there's, like, six movies. You just pulled a Lindsay.
There really are. There's Paranormal Activity, Paranormal Activity 2, Paranormal Activity 3, Paranormal Activity 4, The Ghost Dimension of the Marked Ones, and Tokyo Night, which I've still never seen and I've always wanted to.
Oh, I didn't know there was a sixth
one. Yeah. Yeah, there's the bunch of them.
Is Tokyo Night, is that real?
Like yes. You,
shit, I hadn't heard about
it's
that
It's Japanese only. I've never found a copy. I've always wanted to watch it.
I have watched the Marked Ones.
It was okay.
I enjoyed the Marked Ones.
Was that the
Mexican?
The Spanish one, yeah.
And that's the one that ends like right as the
beginning. That one was okay.
It ends right in the killing of the first one.
Yeah, we watched, I think the worst one was the Ghost Dimension.
Yeah.
Because we watched it here and not a fan.
I liked two. I did.
I liked 1 and 3. Those are the only good ones I thought. So the girl that starred in 4, the blonde girl that everyone watched it for because she was so pretty. Mm-hmm. Did you see Detective Pikachu? She's the girl. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't make that connection. I knew she looked familiar.
Yeah.
She's nice.
So which Paranormal Activity do you think people should avoid?
All of them. Except the first one.
No, I'd say that too because I fell asleep.
Poor taste. Well,
I loved the first one.
I loved the first one. I loved the second one.
Actually, I liked all of those movies. Like every one that I've seen so far, I enjoyed.
My Ghost Dimension wasn't good. Marked Ones wasn't either.
I was fine with it. I enjoyed them.
But I think he said all of them after 3.
Yeah, everything after 3. So three of them.
So basically the not numbered. Well, no, yeah, Paranormal Activity 4. I keep forgetting that exists.
And he passed 3.
So, yeah, and no. 4 had a potential. Like it was an old VHS style found footage film from when the girls were little kids. It had potential. It just, the story wasn't great.
Yeah, I actually don't remember. I don't know if I've seen 4.
No, 4 like, just was irritating.
It takes place in the 80s when, what was the name of the characters? Katie? And,
are you sure that's 4? Because 4 is the one with the blonde girl and they have the Kinect camera.
Maybe it's 3.
I thought 3 is the one with the Kinect camera.
No.
Yes, because Katie or the
guys.
Girl.
I'm gonna need you to believe me on this. I need you to believe me on this, guys.
Google this.
All right.
Because I've seen the Kinect one.
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
And so, I have not seen the one where that's just about them as little girls.
Yeah, her and her sister are little girls living with their grandmother, and her grandmother's part of this cult. And
I do remember that one.
Paranormal Activity 4. Kinect camera.
I do.
Pretty blonde girl on the cover. Yeah. Guys, please just believe me.
So what's 3 then?
3 is the one you're thinking of. Okay. 3 is the one.
Yeah,
with
3
the,
is the one. Because I do remember.
I also really
the more
like 3.
The more you talk about that, the more I'm like, yeah, I do remember that. Never mind.
So then, Paranormal Activity 1. 2 and 4 are good.
Oh, 3 was good. You just said
I didn't.
Yeah, he said he did not enjoy the. Yeah,
I didn't like the.
But I actually did. I like all the numbered ones for sure. And I also enjoyed the other two.
There's a divisive series,
a little bit. It
Dalton,
seems.
Please save this.
Wrong Turn 2.
The fuck
I'll give
is
it to
that?
You. Or you could say most of them. The first one I liked.
Wrong Turn in general.
The first one was pretty good. It had Eliza Dukeshoot in it.
Wrong Turn 2 is the one where they were making like a Survive in the Wilderness. And then the fucking mountain people just start showing up. Yeah. There's one cool scene where they just kill Henry Rollins, like, in the most brutal way possible, where he just fucking keeps coming at him until he just dies.
All right, so I'll be honest with you guys. I have never even heard of this franchise. So what the fuck are y'all talking about? No.
Wrong Turn, the first one is
Perryville.
Basically...
Perryville.
Yeah. So friends go out into the woods, car breaks down, they find a cabin, something bad, and there's a bunch of inbred hillbillies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Perryville.
They kill them one by one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Isn't there a film like that?
It's one
that?
Decides to get
Tucker
oral
Dale versus
sex
Evil
during...
Is the,
that one was funny, though.
I fucking love that movie.
That's on our best list of all time.
Yeah, that's good
one
shit.
One of many.
That might have also been one that I have suggested to watch just for the death scene of Henry Rollins, but it was not a good movie.
No, most Wrong Turns are bad, and they're still making like 20 of them. Jesse.
I wouldn't surprise
me. Yeah. All right, my next one's going to be Truth or Dare.
Oh.
The
Any of them.
Any.
Well... spoiler alert, it's on my list twice. First, the 2017 TV version.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I've told this story before. So I wanted to watch Truth or Dare. Because, like, this was last year, shortly after it came out. Like, I liked the premise. I wanted to see this movie. So I check out, there's a website that I use to see where stuff is streaming legally for free. And I put in Truth or Dare, and the website tells me it's streaming on Sci-Fi. It's like, all right, cool. Like, I have access to a cable subscription email. I'll watch it on Sci-Fi real quick. I did. I get about halfway through it, and I'm messaging Shannon. I was like, God damn, this movie is terrible. And he's like, yeah, I didn't really like it either. And then, like, he mentions a name or something like that, and I was like, that person's not in this movie.
Yeah, we realized that we were watching two separate movies.
And so I'm just like, oh, well, God damn. So that's wrong. And then I find out that, like, on the streaming website that I looked at, like, I'm watching the one made for TV, and there's a separate one, and the streaming website just had them, like, together. So I'll go ahead and mention the second one. So then the next day, I watched the actual Truth or Dare, the 2018 movie.
It might be worse.
And I was just like, all right, cool, I'll watch this one. Then I messaged Shannon at that one. I was like, God damn, it's just as bad.
The rules are out the fucking window on that one. They didn't know what was going on.
They had no idea.
That movie was so stupid and confusing.
Like, everything about it was bad.
And I knew it was going to be bad, but I was like, sometimes you want to take a chance on a new horror film. But that's why I'm so jaded toward horror. There are so many movies I haven't watched on Hulu and Netflix, and I won't watch them because I can just tell they're going to be bad. I can just tell.
I still like to give them a shot because you never know if you're going to find a decent one.
I give them 15 minutes. If it doesn't get my attention in 15 minutes, I'm out.
All right, quick.
That's fair.
I want to say you will never see the first Birdemic on this list. I'm putting a chip in that they can never select Birdemic as one of the worst.
Oh, that's funny. That was my next one.
It can't be. The first Birdemic is one of those movies that it's so bad it's good. And Jesse's going to disagree.
Because I just talked about how I hate that bullshit.
Him, but they didn't make it.
They
that's,
didn't make
that's
it
why
to
it's
be funny.
Funny. Yeah, the first Birdemic, that's why I said it's the difference between
it's
Birdemic
the room
one
of
and
horror
two.
Movies.
Birdemic was made as a legitimate serious film that just sucked. Birdemic 2 is when they were like, horror, we're in on the joke now. It's terrible. But the first Birdemic is laughably bad to a point that, like, Kevin and I fucking lost our shit on it when we all watched it together. Bob, I think, fell asleep.
I don't think I fell asleep.
Bob definitely fell asleep.
I'm pretty sure Bob fell asleep. I know me and Bob, like, we're both equally like, what the fuck this fucking movie?
Me and Kevin are cracking up because we thought it was hilarious.
So they're watching these fucking, like, early 2000s PlayStation 1, like, birds just kind of sort of flapping
and
around.
They just flap the same speed in the same spot.
And so they couldn't put too many birds in the screen.
Yeah.
So,
oh my God.
Birdemic, I can't hate on it. But I'll tell you what I can hate on. Anything from The Asylum. Lindsay can do the Hulu one. Put down anything from The Asylum. If you've ever seen a movie that you thought, well, that looks like a movie I wanted to watch. I didn't know that was out yet. That's because The Asylum, they take trailers for movies and then they make movies around them. So they're called Mockbusters. You may remember Transmorphers.
Yeah, dude.
Snakes on a Train.
Fox on a Kayak.
No, that was a joke. That was very funny. there's something like Paranormal something. They just take movies that are coming out and then they make fake versions of them. Atlantic Rim was one of my favorite ones. But they almost entirely work in horror films. And I remember talking to a guy at Blockbuster before they went out of business who said that they only get like 6 copies of a good movie in, but they'll get 40 copies of the next Asylum film because people rent them all the time.
Because they're dumb.
They get confused.
And the movies are always bad.
I could have sworn this one was the new. Y'all see that new Transformers movie? Man, that was awful.
It's out already. It just came out in theaters yesterday.
I got it at the Blockbuster just yesterday.
So do yourself a favor. If it says the Asylum on it, just
walk away.
Just don't look.
I'm aware.
Just don't look.
I know what you're doing.
I was like, give you too much flashback of home. Like why are you looking at me like that?
Well, is that
no,
five
fucking
a piece?
Hastings, man.
Do what?
Is that five a piece or was that four?
I'm on three right now.
I think.
Four. So we're on four then. Okay, yeah. Let's speed it the hell up. Tanner.
I'm going to go with one that Shannon's probably going to disagree with, VHS 3.
I'll give it to you.
Three wasn't
good. One and two
good.
Was great. I watched those
one
movies.
Was good.
One was amazing.
Two was really good.
I liked
two
one and
bothered
two a whole
me.
Lot.
It's supposed to.
Yeah, that cult scene was.
Yeah.
That was
no.
good shit.
It was good.
That's good shit, pal.
It was really uncomfortable.
I was getting
really
tired
good.
Of having my eyes shut.
That's fair.
Three was kind of off, though. But
yeah,
there were a couple segments I liked, though.
No.
The Magician was kind of cool.
The Magician was pretty cool. I still enjoyed VHS 3.
I did, too. But the wraparound story was terrible.
Yes. Yeah.
That was really bad. So we'll give that to you. Dalton. Think of a movie.
Psycho 1998, the fucking remake.
He's right, but I don't want to give it to him.
That was just bad.
It was
I've
a shot-for-shot remake.
Yeah, and it's one of those, like, if you're going to do that, don't do a shot-for-shot remake. Just fucking, like... You can remake the movie. That's a reboot wrong. And it was, but it was a 98 one before we were rebooting everything.
They wanted to do it justice.
Yeah, we got Anne Heche's butthole.
I was going to say, you did get to see Anne Heche's butthole. And Vince Vaughn as the creepy killer.
Yeah,
Norman
I
Bates.
Didn't like it.
It's weird.
Like most Vince Vaughn movies, skip it.
If I'm not a big Vince Vaughn fan.
About to say, tell me I'm fucking wrong.
You know, to be fair, though.
Dodgeball's the only good one.
I can see Vince Vaughn at that time being a pretty creepy Norman Bates.
I can see Vince Vaughn now being a very creepy.
I mean,
Norman
he
Bates.
Was creepy as Norman Bates in the sense that he was
but
awkward.
I could also see him be a very creepy Leatherface, like IRL with no prosthetic.
Look at me, I'm Leatherface.
The original Norman Bates, and I forget his name. What was his name?
I don't know.
I forget his name, but he was so good at it. And why would you remake Psycho? And if you're going to remake Psycho, why would you make it shot for shot?
Why would you make it? Yeah, I'm not a big fan of remakes.
Yeah, if you're going to do it, like it's one of those things, like you can remake shit.
But make it new. Give me a new experience. That's why everybody hated
make it,
Ghostbusters.
Give me a fucking different experience.
I like Ghostbusters because it was different. Yeah.
That's a difference.
In that Ghostbusters gave me a different experience. I liked the 2016 movie.
Most horror remakes are bad, though. Friday the 13th.
Not
that. No, Friday the 13th was okay, yeah.
Because it was its own story.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
I thought we were going to go through this fast.
Okay. All right, fine. Jesse.
All right, my next one is going to be Unfriended Dark Web.
Yeah,
haven't watched it yet,
isn't
but
that
I
the second one?
I know it's bad.
It was the second one.
I got 10 minutes in and just...
I actually watched it in theaters.
Oh no. Sweet baby.
I know. I loved the first Unfriended so much.
That movie was so
like,
good.
Was that the one that was like all on the desktop?
Yes.
Yeah, it was all webcam.
And it had paranormal to it. Like it was really fucking good and I really liked it. Unfriended Dark Web, there's nothing paranormal about it. It's just some fake ass hacker bullshit with some fake ass computer nonsense, like that's not real. Oh my god.
Did they do the thing where they're typing on the keyboard and they're just going like
oh, yeah, no, motherfuckers
that's
type
my
it.
Favorite thing.
Hi. Every single one of those motherfuckers type it 110 words per minute.
Yes. Where they just start hitting random
it's
keys.
It's like, LOL, where you at?
You hear it. Click, 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 click. Hey.
I've hacked
no,
it to
it's,
the system.
It's very much the opposite. It was like, click, 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 click. All right, so today I went to Starbucks and I got a brand new laptop, and man, this thing is awesome. Like,
well,
it was
yeah,
just laying
obviously
there.
Obviously, you click, can't click, get a click. Fucking laptop at Starbucks. It's unrealistic.
No, he found it there. Like, that's actually the
oh,
point
really?
Of the story.
Oh, I'm a dick.
Yeah,
he didn't turn it in?
he deserved to die. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck. No. It was a fucking terrible movie, and I was very upset with it. Like, it was boring as shit. Especially like as a computer person. Like, I was like, oh, God damn it.
I always thought you were human.
Joke's on you. All right. Oh yeah, Lindsay's not there.
Shane, yeah,
what's your next one?
I suck.
So I've got two for my last one, and I don't know which one to pick from. One's super easy, but the other I have a bigger problem with. I'll say the super easy one, but you don't have to put it on the list. Anything from Uwe Boll.
Oh yeah, Uwe Boll.
That's
yeah.
a cheat code.
Go fuck yourself.
Because I mean,
fuck yeah.
He did a bunch of horror films. He did House of the Dead. He did.
I think Josh met him
alone.
Once.
He did. Josh from Press Start to Join is
so
apparently his BF fucking F now.
Yeah, so
he's his BFFF.
Yeah, best fucking fuck
best
face.
Fucking fuck friend.
Best what? Fucking fuck friend.
Well, I guess Canada's got poor taste in men up there.
What?
Went after Uwe Boll. I always forget how to pronounce his name.
Isn't it Uwe?
I think it's Uwe or Uwe or something like
French,
that.
Because he's French, isn't it?
He's
French.
German, I thought.
Fuck, I don't
look,
know.
Look, it doesn't fucking matter. He's awful. What's your real one?
It's not Uwe Boll.
Anything that Uwe Boll did.
No, my real one,
fuck yourself.
A little bit tighter is going to be Death Proof / Planet Terror.
Oh, yeah. Those were bad.
Bad movies. And you know who directed those?
Tarantino.
Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez.
Hilariously, I think those movies are on one of our lists of movies to watch for Halloween.
Who
Death
put
Proof.
Them there?
I like Death Proof.
There you go.
You
Death
mean,
Proof was my least favorite one.
It was
one.
So boring. It was, and we jokingly called it Entertainment Proof.
We did.
It was so boring.
Tanner, I'm with you. I enjoyed Death Proof.
I enjoyed it. Now, the other one.
Planet Terror,
Planet
not so
Terror
much.
Was terrible.
See, Planet Terror, I liked more because it's something fucking happened. It wasn't just a bunch of women standing around a table talking about life for 40 minutes. But I don't like either of them. Like, don't get me wrong. They're both bad. But if I had to watch one, I'd watch Planet Terror because at least it's a horror film. The only reason to watch Death Proof is for Kurt Russell. But that only goes so far in this movie.
Well, I love me some Kurt Russell.
Who the
Kurt
fuck Russell. Doesn't?
Dalton.
But, oh, you
Kurt Russell's
fucking
fine.
Soy boy.
He just said fine.
Soy boy beta cuck.
It's because I literally can't think of this last movie, so I'm watching like a trailer to try to figure it out.
All right, Tanner, what you got?
Okay, since Shannon brought it up a second ago, this was my plan all along. The Friday the 13th. No. Shit. Oh, God.
Nightmare on Elm Street remake.
Oh, God.
With that fake-ass CG wall.
Yep.
Everything about that movie was bad. They should be ashamed of themselves.
They actually tried to make it a shot-for-shot remake, and it was terrible.
Yeah, and they switched the heroine halfway through the movie, which I hated.
Yeah,
people don't learn.
Like, and plus, you're trying to replace Robert Englund. And I like Jackie Earle Haley.
So to be
but
fair, like, me and you both said we enjoy the Friday the 13th remake.
I did.
They switched heroine right at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Like, the entire time, you're thinking it's Danielle Pennebaker. And then curveball last second. Nope, it's the sister.
But do you know who wasn't in the Nightmare on Elm Street? What they didn't have in the remake of Nightmare on Elm Street? A big titty blonde riding a guy for like 20 minutes straight.
With perfect
breasts. She was legitimately hired for that movie based on her breasts. Yeah. So, and
boy, I absolutely believe that.
It was worth it. Now, I'm not trying to be a pig. I'm not trying to be Donald Turnip. But...
Donnie Turnip.
But I appreciate a nice set of watermelons.
Donald right, Turnip is his father.
Dalton.
When a Stranger Calls.
I've never watched it.
It's not great. The premise is this chick is babysitting.
It's that classic story of the call came from inside
and, like,
the house,
it's
right?
A very elaborate house where there's like fucking glass walls and shit. And there's like an inside garden that becomes a pivotal plot pop point. Fucking bullshit.
They have a greenhouse?
Yeah, but it's like almost like a foyer where it's like in the middle of the fucking house.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Foyer.
What the fuck ever? All right, Tanner.
They Mr. have a Bucket. Conservatory.
Mr. But Perryville's going to call out Tanner. All right.
Oh, he's doing the thing where he's holding the neck.
Survive okay. Justin Smile.
He's scruffing right. The cat.
The last one I guess on this list will be The Vault, starring James Franco.
Jimmy Franco. Brother to Dave Franco.
Whose name I always forget, and I just call him Lil Franco. Because he looks almost exactly, he's a blonde James Franco. Anyway, I watched this movie on Netflix before I came into the store to kind of get myself in the movie for some of this horror stuff. And I was like, James Franco, horror movie? Yeah, whatever, I'll give it a shot. And boy, was it bad. Just straight up fucking boring.
Yeah.
Super predictable plot twist.
Yeah. Watched it a while back. Wasn't a fan.
Yeah, like so much shit made so little sense. Just everything about this movie. There's not a single redeeming quality to this movie. Other than, like, I like James Franco, and I think he did fine. But he was a very minor role in the film. So.
At least you had that.
Yeah.
All right, let's switch gears real quick. Let's do three. Three films to watch this year. So we're going to get... You want to be excluded from this?
No.
You got three? Okay, cool. And we'll just go... We'll name three apiece and just go from there, okay? You guys ready? Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
All right. I'll start with mine. First off, Terrified. I told Jesse about it today. I just watched it today for the first time, but I really liked it. It's about a guy's wife gets murdered in the beginning, and they're trying to figure out why. It could be something paranormal. I don't want to say too much about it because it would kind of ruin the plot, but the gore and the monsters are really cool. There's a part in the movie that actually made me jump.
So I'm not going to like it.
It is subtitled, though. It's Argentinian.
Argentinian?
Argentinian, thank you. But it's really, really good. Very, very good film. The subtitles.
Spanish in Argentina, right?
It's a hybrid. It's
Portuguese. Spanish.
Actually, no.
Argentina, I'm pretty sure, is just Spanish. I think. And then Brazil, or yeah, all of Brazil is all Portuguese.
Yeah.
I think Argentina is Spanish.
I think you're right.
And German.
I don't think
Hitler didn't go there.
Doesn't matter.
I don't think this has anything to do with the film.
It doesn't. The movie is in Spanish.
The movie's in Spanish. It's good. It's scary, and it's got a kind of a Silent Hill vibe to it. So do watch Terrified. It's on Shudder. It's a Shudder original, even though it wasn't. They just bought the rights to it. Fair. Whatever. Second movie that I'm gonna put on this list: The Autopsy of Jane Doe. Okay. You've never seen The Autopsy of Jane Doe?
I'm
just doing all three of mine. Okay. We're just going on.
I don't have any movies for this, so I can say three movies to watch during October, but they're not going to be scary movies.
I know what you're going to say.
We'll skip Dalton.
Yeah.
Might like some not scary movies. Yeah, good.
Defeats the spirit of
home. We did a family friendly version.
Anyway, The Autopsy of Jane Doe. Father and son get this random. Have you seen it?
No.
They get this random corpse into the morgue. They own like their own morgue stuff. And weird things happen. Great, great movie. The Autopsy of Jane Doe. And then my last one is I kind of have a half and half because they've only put one episode out of Creepshow, the new TV series on Shudder.
I liked the first episode.
New episode's out. We're going to watch it tonight.
Yay.
It's really good, especially if you like the old Creepshow. But since we have that rule of, it's still ongoing, so we really can't recommend it, I'm instead going to recommend Creepshow 2 because it's also really good. It's not as good as the first one, but there are some really good segments in it. Thanks for the ride, lady, is one of my favorite things I like to say. So, Creepshow 2, Terrified, and The Autopsy of Jane Doe are three that I highly recommend you watch this Halloween. Tanner.
First one I'm going to start out with is Halloween, the newest one. It is basically retconning everything that happened after the original.
Talk more into the mic.
I am talking into the mic.
Be a little louder when you do it.
It retcons everything after one.
There you go.
It was 2018. Yeah, it was 2018.
We went and watched that one. We watched it in theater. I liked that one.
Yeah, it was really great.
It was really good.
That's like the fucking quintessential movie to watch on Halloween is Halloween.
Halloween, yeah.
Yeah.
And the only issue I took with the movie was the first kill on screen, which apparently now has been changed. It's not in the film anymore. But that when I watched it in theaters, his first on-screen kill was a kid.
Yeah.
It's not in the film anymore.
Why is that bad?
Did someone get pissy?
Because that's like, you know those unspoken rules in horror films?
That's one of them.
Fuck kids. Fuck children.
If they do it, they usually never do it like on screen.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. Do you ever see AVP Requiem?
Oh yeah.
Where
I actually never did watch it because you told me it was so bad.
It was, but the beginning was just like yes.
Yeah, you see this kid looking at an egg, and I'm like, they're not gonna do it. And then the fucking facehugger grabs the kid and kills him. I was like, oh, well, I didn't expect that. Okay.
Well, all right.
What'd you get?
And then this. So, okay, do we have to do new movies that we haven't mentioned before?
Movies we have not mentioned before. Yeah.
Yeah, it can't be ones that's already on the list.
Well, then I'm out.
All right, so me and Lindsay are out.
Okay, so this is me, Tanner. Well, good. We only have 3 minutes.
Have we done Quiet Place?
Yes.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah, and they all deserved everything. That movie was awful.
I liked it.
I don't like it.
I mean, I liked it, but I didn't like it.
That movie pissed me off so much.
She stepped on a nail.
She did.
She stepped on a nail and had birth and didn't scream.
Yep.
Good on her.
Yeah, very impressive.
I get yelled at if I don't do the dishes.
It out here. Okay.
There's so many movies that came out.
Yeah, I know.
I know what you did last bucket.
I know.
That was not.
Well, like there's one other horror, horror movie I've seen that I really enjoyed, but I feel like Jesse's probably going to take it.
Which one?
Brightburn. Brightburn?
I actually haven't seen it yet. I really want to.
That works.
Evil Superman.
That's definitely a horror film.
And it's
absolutely
great.
Did we watch that one?
Allie and I did. You said you didn't want to watch it.
Yeah, Evil Superman.
Because of the part where the glass in her eye.
Oh, yeah.
There's actually there's a whole bunch of movies. Like a lot of the big like blockbuster horror movies this year, I purposefully haven't watched yet to save them for October.
Oh,
So I didn't put one on my list because I thought Lindsay was going to. So can I just say it?
Yeah,
we can put on the list.
Do it.
Are You Afraid of Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark?
Yeah. I still haven't got to see it. I want to.
All right, make that Tanner's.
It was pretty good. That could be Stanner's last one.
Yeah, I'm just going
to say. He hasn't seen it yet, so.
No, I haven't seen it yet. I was going to say It Chapter 2.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's actually, I have a lot on my list. Okay, you're good. Because, It Chapter 2 is really good. Comes out October 8th on DVD and Blu-ray.
They got already?
I know,
quick.
Right?
That's awesome.
Super fast.
I can't believe that they still do DVD. All right.
They're taking advantage
Mandy really needs to buy them, so.
All right, so Jesse, give us three, and then we'll head out.
All right. My three, Tragedy Girls.
I haven't watched it yet.
This one's actually kind of cool. Like, Dalton actually would probably enjoy this one, too. It's not particularly scary.
They're looking for followers, aren't they? And they're killing people?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, so these two girls are, they capture a serial killer. And, I know, right?
That's cool.
I'm on board already.
Yeah, these two high school girls capture a serial killer, and they're trying to get followers. Like they're trying to set up, you know, living in a tragedy like ridden town because serial killer and shit. And then they end up, you know, kind of murdering a few people.
It happens.
Yeah, it happens.
Classic story.
It's a really solid movie. I actually enjoyed it quite a bit.
So they catch a serial killer
and they kill people?
And they are serial killers now?
Because they start getting followers because they kill people. Like, they get attention.
Yeah, because, like, their classmates are dying.
Yeah.
And they're posting about stuff. And they're trying to, you know, make a big deal about how, like, the media is trying to, or the police are trying to cover it up and stuff like that. They don't want to admit there's a serial killer and all this other stuff.
Okay.
It's really interesting. I enjoy it quite a bit. We haven't said Haunting of Hill House on anything.
I thought that was on the, I couldn't find it on the list, but there was part of me that
was like, it still airing?
I think it was still airing at the time.
It may have been.
The Haunting of Hill House 100% deserves to be on the list. That is one of the best shows I've ever seen.
No, it's a fantastic series.
Dalton would piss himself.
It's a Netflix show, like, and not only is it,
and
like,
not for $200,000.
There's a whole lot of stuff that's really scary. Like, there's a lot of feels. Like, it's just, it's all around great.
But the scares are scary.
Yes. I was highly unsettled on many occasions.
That part where they're talking and she just comes out of the back seat like, ah!
What's she like?
She's like, ah! Da, 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 da.
And then I want to say Us, but I really didn't like the twist, like I did not like the last 5 minutes of Us.
It's very twisty.
Other than that, I really liked that movie. So instead, I'm going to say Slice.
Was that the one with Chance the Rapper?
Yes, it is.
I haven't seen that
Chance
yet.
The Rapper and Zazie
Why
Beetz.
Why did they name a movie after a soda?
It's Slice. It's Slice. Yep. He's a Chance the Rapper plays a werewolf pizza delivery guy.
Aww. Fucking spoilers, man. Don't tell me what he has.
It's a pretty entertaining movie too. Like I don't expect everyone to like it a whole lot, but I really enjoyed it. It's not particularly scary, but it was still a really fun watch.
Okay, so since we're right here at the end, and I want everybody to actually go out and do this too, because Jesse turned me on to this, the No Sleep Podcast. This place has been amazing. I have them downloaded on my phone, and it's just amazing stories. They're on the 13th season now, and I believe episode 15 comes out Sunday.
I honestly don't remember when they do a new episode every week.
Yeah, I think it's Sunday,
but I don't remember what day.
Go back to the beginning of season 13. This was the season we're in now. Season 13, episode 1 stars none other than. Oh crap!
You guessed it.
Yeah, you get
Frank Stallone.
Oh crap! Why am I blanking right now?
That's a good way to end the episode.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, because I have not with No Sleep Podcast. Like that's one of those, like, if I don't have a book on tape, I just throw on stuff from No Sleep Podcast, and I do a bunch of episodes. The stories are amazing. There are a lot of them are really really good.
The voice acting is just amazing.
I say No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
Yeah. So yeah, check
ooh,
it out.
I recommend that for October. License to Ill. It's such a good.
So we ended up with 31 things to avoid in October.
That's perfect.
How
did we put
26.
And we combined
it was 26.
Nine.
If we had done 6 each, then it would have been 31. But we did good. 5 each. And then 9 things to watch.
Fuck you, Hulu. You fucked everybody this year. In fact, fuck all streaming services. Netflix ain't got shit.
That's
Hulu
not
ain't
true.
Got shit.
Netflix has quite a bit of good stuff. It's just shit we've already seen.
I need new content. That's why I
desperately need new content.
I highly recommend if you, and I'm being completely serious here, I don't normally plug stuff that's not giving us money, but.
The fuck
what
is
the
that?
Hell?
That's creepy on its own.
A little bit.
This is how we die.
Right? Goodbye, everybody. Like,
$5
nobody will ever
month.
Hear this.
$5 a month.
I'm
subscribe
to
Shudder. Shudder is a horror streaming website that is like Netflix. They have an app. It's all horror movies, new horror content. They have a great docuseries with Eli Roth talking about horror films through history. They have horror movies, TV shows. You can see Creepshow on there. If you aren't subscribed to Shudder this Halloween, subscribe to Shudder. You won't be disappointed. All right, that's the show. That's the first Terrifying Tanner Thursday. We'll be back next week with possibly another one or a different one. It may be a new show. It could be an old show. It might be somewhere in the middle, somewhere creamy. Yeah. Either way, I want to thank you guys. We want to try to get you in the Halloween spirit. We know if you're in Missouri especially, it's like 90 degrees.
It's 70 right now.
The cool air's coming.
It's an awesome July.
The cool air's coming. It's time to get spooky. Let's get spooky. Spooky. All right. That's it. See you next week.